This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour Premiership.
What?
Oh, I love this. This is beautiful. So Basho Hooley is about a minute away, and he's got the silverware with him, and this is kryptonite to Fat. Not that he's anything like Superman, soon as the Premiership Cup comes anywhere near him, just becomes a blithering mess.
Don't bring it in here.
Well, Bill.
No, I don't
want it. Four times it went past you in opposition hands.
I know.
And then, hey!
Oh, look out!
There he comes!
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group. Delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
Left foot ball inside 50. Hooley's got all sorts of room. Left foot snap. Got it. Two in a row. Richmond at the front.
Here we go.
Ooh.
The Cup ambassador is here!
Oh, there it is, Jimmy boy!
Hey, don't let him touch it. No, over here.
What is that?
That have a look at the silverware the champions just wandered in with. Bash, grab that headset, drop it on.
Jim,
Bill,
give me a look at that.
I'm allowed to touch it.
Yes.
Because we won a couple.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed because it's bad karma for the Cats.
I could have had four of those in my house, Bash, and I got zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
Well, keep it away from you.
You got three.
I got three, which is good.
Of course he has.
A lot at home, though. A lot at home.
Oh, haven't you got the little replica?
Oh, no. Yeah.
The little ones?
What word was that?
It was the little ones, Pash. Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that.
I'm not any better, that's for sure. But got a few small ones,
I don't know where they are. Welcome to you. What sort of a week have you had as the Cup Ambassador, the Trophy Ambassador? That is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it is an absolute honour, to be quite honest, to be recognised as one of the very few that get that opportunity, especially amongst so many great players that have had far greater success than me, to be able to have the opportunity is an honour. It's a big week, no doubt, but cherishing every single moment of it.
There haven't been many that have had far greater success, three-time Premiership player says it all. And I already see that you're doing a much more responsible job than Luke Hodge last year, who lost it twice. Yeah.
Have you lost it yet, Bash?
No, not yet. I think they've learnt from their mistakes and not left it in my hands.
Oh.
Although I'm pretty responsible, that's for sure.
You are.
I had three of them at my house once upon a time, and they came back in pretty good nick.
Well done. Hey, where have you been? You've been to lunches and dinners, and do you have to sit through them all?
Yeah. I mean, bits and pieces, but the lunch, obviously stay there for a little bit longer, and it's great to be able to mix with the community and be able to... some way put a smile on their face. Yesterday's function was very serious. It had some really big representatives in the sporting industry, which I probably knew three quarters of
them. That's all right.
But today was a bit of a low-key one, and more mixing with the community.
What about Saturday? Is it going to be flown in or parachuted in, or is there anything that we should know about, or just walk out on the ground with it?
I think I'm just walking out on the ground because I heard the Mark Rashuda incident a few years back didn't go too well, so hopefully they haven't got that planned for me.
So last year, Bash, we were in Perth and coming out of quarantine, and Hodgie was obviously part of the Seven commentary team, so we had to go and do some publicity things, and he had the silverware with him at the time of doing it. And they had never had this happen in Perth before. So this thing, Bill, it was with Luke Hodge walking around Perth, and the influence it had on people.
Yeah.
People were dribbling out of the side of their mouth. They couldn't believe it. They were stopping in the street and getting out of their car with their cameras.
Yep.
I couldn't believe the impact the trophy had.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I've witnessed that firsthand through the couple of days I've been involved with it. People, as soon as they see it, it's just there. It just catches their eyes, and they're asking for a photo. And that's the great thing about it. This silverware is for everyone. Before it gets to the club, and then from there, obviously, the members, family get to experience, the great thing it has to offer. So, like you said, it's a great community feel, and that's the good thing about our game. We get to share it with the community.
What are you doing with yourself these days, please, after a magnificent football career?
I've taken a bit of a back step in terms of footy commitments and that. I'm just focusing on the foundation that we've created a few years ago, so working with young Muslim kids to excel them in football, in life in general, which has been really good. It's a passion. It's not a job for me, to be quite honest. But I've been able to go fishing, a fair bit of hunting, Billy, as well.
Hunting?
I think you're not a hunter.
No, Jeremy Cameron.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I've actually seen him a few times. So fishing and hunting, a fair bit, and bit of family quality time.
Yeah, good on you. Just back to grand final day, because that was your day. Oh, you should have won a Norm Smith. Second twice, Jim.
Well, how was stripped of, it was a dusty both, every time.
Both to bloody dusty.
Yeah, that's, that should happen.
He was definitely the best player.
No.
On all three occasions. Come on.
25 disposals, one goal. Second to Dusty there in 17, 19. 26 disposals, second to Dusty again. And then only 11 in 2020.
Oh, yeah, just pop my calf in the first 4 minutes.
No, I can't. No excuses.
All right, who wins?
Cats. Yeah, Cats going to get over. I think they've been very consistent over a long, long time. And I think they've suffered enough to be able to do the right things at the right moment at the right time.
And who do you hand this to? Normally, there's a legend from both clubs. I should know that.
Just found out. I think Cameron Ling and Paul Kelly.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. So singer.
That's going to be an honor. No. Wow.
Come on, fat.
Why is the singer there, Bash?
Oh, is it Paul Kelly? Yeah.
Speaking of doing your calf, we went up to Ungerry. For the Danaher game, he came out like he was still playing Paul Kelly, and within, 8 minutes?
Yep.
Had torn it off the bone.
There you go.
He actually couldn't walk off the
and
ground.
And then the other one, so he was walking like he was just done.
Shot.
Yeah, And, mate, he couldn't walk. It was unbelievable. So, anyway, the Basher Hooley Foundation, that's where we go. It's at Punt Road, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Good on you, mate. Yeah, have we got some good young Muslim kids coming through?
Oh, I don't think I'm doing my job just as well, to be quite honest. No, we've got two or three in the NAB League at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Under 18s competition, playing for Calder and the Western Jets. So I think they're on the right path. One of them's playing actually in the Future Stars game before the grand final. So we're on the right path. Hopefully he can make some good decisions next year and pull his finger out and really take this last little bit really seriously.
Yeah, so, Bill, how did you go when Hawthorn 89 and then West Coast 92, 94 and then Carlton 95, they got to carry this thing around. Oh, it's heavy. Ooh. It's impressive. No. They got to carry this around while you were just standing there every time.
Yeah, and you had to stand out there and watch them get presented. And then and you felt bad and you just wanted to go inside and dig a hole. It was the worst time ever. You know, when Tim Watson won the premiership, I'll tell this story, Bashy, you'll just join in with me, Bash. Tim Watson's running around and he had the premiership cup, right? And he's running around, he's all happy, and the other bloke's holding the other side of it. And they look down, it was actually James Heard. They had him by the ears.
Premiership. That's
cup.
Your crispy.
They thought they had the premiership cup and it was James Heard's ears. Lucky Gilly didn't play.
What they do, Bash, and you would have done this when you're playing for Richmond the three times, is you get to take it home for a day, don't you?
Well, I took it for a few days. I took it over the weekend.
So, and where did just with your everyone came to your place, or did you tour it around?
I took it to the local community mosque, which is because that's where everyone kind of gets together. My family and friends had the opportunity to spend some time with it as well, and
did they love it? At the moment, they all.
Oh, mate!
Did they?
It was special. Like it doesn't matter what team you support. It was. Oh, yeah. It was a community success, that's for sure. Yeah.
We had Angus, obviously, last year in that same situation back in Melbourne. So he came round to our house with it.
Yeah,
and our kids were just blown away and they had the best fun and the photos and everything. And as that's happening.
Yeah. Knock on the door.
Knock on the door. People we didn't even know. No. Do I hear that the Premiership Cup's here?
Just spreads, doesn't it?
Suddenly they're coming in having fun.
Wow.
Never laid eyes on them.
Well, that's the thing. I think social media would have got the... Someone was put it straight on social media in the Brayshaw house.
You would have. TikTok. You'd be on TikTok, wouldn't you,
Bash? I'm on Instagram, but kind of by force. To be quite
Bill, don't touch it.
I'm not even going to look at it.
All right. You'll jinx... This thing,
jinx.
You'll jinx it.
Jinxy.
You will. You'll little Jinxy, the cat.
The cat.
With its tail on fire.
I'm not looking at it.
Bash, great to see you. You're a bloody champion. Yes. We all know that. And this role couldn't be in better hands.
It's a pleasure and honour, and I appreciate you guys having me on.
And make sure you check out the Basher Hawley Foundation at basherhawleyfoundation.com.au. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half-price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.